Your own sister's a pilot and a warrior.
She's my sister, not my wife-to-be.
This disease has swept through every fighter pilot.
Remember, you're flying a Viper. Thinking what you wanted to do is enough to make it happen.
They send out patrols, do they not? Capture one.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Remember when I had such a wonderful repast? You outdid yourself.
I didn't do anything. In fact, I'm all thumbs. If it hadn't been for Athena.
Oh, you should see her.
Well, believe me, I am an expert in the art of culinary graces. And you are a fine, Serena. You're a genuine fine.
Yes, she is. She's certainly.
And if I were 100 yarns younger. But some young man will soon fall into the lap of early glory.
I was told in instructional period that some people are just naturally slow. That doesn't mean they're actually stupid. They're just slow.
Well, you know, Commander, the real problem with cooking like this, a couple meals a day, a fellow wouldn't be able to climb into a cockpit.
Exactly. You know? Now, that is exactly the trouble. You two are the next on patrol, aren't you? I don't wish to bring this momentous evening to an end, but we have been gorging ourselves on this delicious food for nigh on 3 millicentons. Waiting.
All right. All right. Serena and I have decided that is, if Boxy is willing and supportive, we would like very much to be married.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I just didn't think you'd get around to it.
Neither did I.
I hope we have your blessing, Commander.
My dear, you not only have my blessing, you have the blessings of the Lords of Kobol. Congratulations, my son.
Thank you, Father.
You made a father very happy.
Best man, I've got to see to the groom send-off preparations. Going to be a real bash. Thanks for the food. I hate to run. Pleasure dining with you, Commander Apollo. Don't forget our patrol. Congratulations, Serena. Athena, bye.
Well, all I did was smile.
Athena, Starbuck has such a well-defined sense of what lies in waiting. That's what makes him such a good advanced scout.
Section 12, Launch Bay Alpha, stand by to launch Fighter Patrol 2. Acknowledge when ready. Stand by to launch Fighter Patrol 1.
So many times, I couldn't count them. Starbuck, you sound like it's all coming to an end. This is nothing but a routine patrol. We have to find out what's out in front of the fleet.
That's what I mean. See, this patrol, it's kind of the last one we'll ever have is... Well, you know... The way we are.
Starbuck, are you jealous?
Yeah, I guess in a way I am. Don't tell anyone else, huh?
No, I won't tell anybody else. You know something? I think what you're trying to say is pretty nice. We've had a lot of good times.
Transferring launch control to Viper fighters. Patrol 2. Launch when ready. Launch Viper Fighter Patrol 1. Launch when ready.
Examined your epistle, suggesting you would be able to locate the humans.
Why, yes. Oh, yes. I think as they do. I know where they will go, what they must do.
I find your reasoning logical.
Then I am to be
spared.
To serve the Empire.
Lucifer. I'm sending you a base ship entirely under your command.
It will be my pleasure, Baltar. I think I can assure you, with some sense of pride, you will inherit the most capable centurions in all the Empire.
So many good times together.
Starbuck, I'm not dying.
No. Not exactly.
I've thought a lot about what I'm doing. And I've never been happier about anything in my whole life. Starbuck?
I got it. My panel's lighting up like a meteor fire. Apollo, dead ahead.
It's almost black out there.
Like a dead sea. I've never seen anything like it.
Neither have the instruments. There's nothing out there for them to lock on to. The navigational sensors are lost.
Look, this is no place to bring the fleet.
As long as we're here, I'd better see how far we can go without getting lost. Maybe I can edge out a little further and see what's on the other side of this void.
Once out there, you may not find your way back. Let me do it. You've got somebody waiting for you back. Apollo! Look, don't get too far from me. I'm barely holding a fix on the way back as it is. Apollo! Felca Carb.
Incredible. It's an ocean of darkness. Nothing as far as the eye can see. No stars, moons, planets, nothing.
Apollo, I can barely read you. Turn around.
Keep talking, Starbuck. I'm using your voice as a navigational fix.
Apollo, I can't. Changing wavelengths. Read me, Apollo. Over.
Starbuck? Starbuck?
Look, Apollo, are you there? Is anything wrong? Look, I'm as far out as I can go without losing my fix on our return. Should I come out to find you? Do you read me, Apollo? Apollo! Oh, frack.
Oh,
The Lords of Cobalt, this is what I think it is. Ah! Ow! This is going to be the best Batsworth send-off any warrior ever got.
Green Bean, where did you get this?
Not here, not here. You want to get it stripped and moduled? Hey, security scanner. Oh. Here.
Stand alert. Well, it looks as if we're having a festivity. Has this been approved? Where are you getting your victuals? Who's responsible for this?
I am.
What is it you want, Lieutenant?
Colonel Ty. Excuse me, I mean... Well, we were just doing our duty. Some ale and ambrosia has disappeared from the officer's ration, and, well...
Yes, Lieutenant?
Well, obviously, if Galactica's executive officer is in charge here, there's no reason for any further questions. By your leave.
Dismissed. There's only one thing worse than lifting rations from the officer's mess. Do you know what that is, Flight Sergeant?
No, sir.
It's getting caught lifting rations from the officer's mess. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. Captain Apollo and Starbuck should be returning from patrol any time now. Let's see to it that things are in full swing.
Okay.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
Omega, patrol status, please.
Captain Apollo's patrol is still beyond scanning range.
That's on.
Probe under Galactica. Do you read? Come in, Starbuck. Apollo, do you read? Do you read? Okay, Captain, I'm about to disobey orders, so if you want to stop me, I'll give you 1 millicento. Then I'm going to barrel ahead at full turbo, firing my lasers. I'll either find you or we'll both be lost. If I do find you, I'm going to execute a perfect 180-degree turn and head out the way I came in. So just follow me and we'll have a pretty good chance. Objections? Good. I knew you'd approve. Here goes nothing. Probe under Galactica. Do you read? Come in, Starbuck. Starbuck. Probe Galactica, beat. Come in, Starbuck.
Probe 1, this is Probe 2, heading your way.
Starbuck?
I'm on my way.
How? You're going to be as lost as I am.
As soon as you see me, fire off a laser volley. I'll pull up to you, swing around, and head straight back out on one line.
I got you.
As a fix. The end of my nose. Used to be pretty good at this at the academy, so don't disorient me. Just break off the chatter and stay tucked in. We're going home.
10, 9, 8.
How far in
was I?
Don't talk. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And you owe me a few Morello. Let's go home, buddy.
Picking up some crazy readings off that asteroid down there. Let's take a look.
gods.
I don't make them.
They're there. Look at the hairline aperture running from the rock face to the floor of the valley.
I would have missed it.
Jolly, if we miss just one of these Cylon outposts, we'll never know what hit us.
Do you think it's operational? It looks deserted.
Think of it as a crawlon in its web. Nothing moves until some hapless creature flies into its orbit and then it's all over.
Should we take a closer look? See how many ships are in those pods?
It doesn't matter. It only takes one to notify the Cylon capital. Let's get the...
Ships have turned away from the fleet.
Oh, that's good. At least we'll have time to warn the Galactica. Now let's get out of here without getting spotted. By your command. Speak.
I bring good news. We believe we have located the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh?
A scouting expedition of Colonial Vipers has landed on a listening post in the quadrant Otarsis. They were permitted to escape, as you instructed.
How far is this outpost from us?
1.5 hectares. Since the Galactica is kept to a minimum speed by the slower vehicles under her protection, at light speed we can easily catch her within a centon.
Is she aware that she's been detected?
No. Our fighters will take her by complete surprise.
As they did at Carillon? One base star is not sufficient to assure victory over the Galactica. Find her, but follow just beyond her scanner range.
Until we can call for reinforcements?
Such a call would surely be picked up by the Galactica. She would be alerted and escape.
Logical.
Yes. Now perhaps you see why the Imperious leader put me in command.
But if we cannot call for assistance, and you will not attack, is not the end result the same? The Galactica escapes.
Have faith, Lucifer. Have faith. I have a plan. All I need is the opportunity to present it. And that will come.
By your command.
Commander, Patrol 1 reporting in. They're about a centon out from the fleet.
They're late. Have them report to me on the bridge. What about Patrol 2?
Lieutenant Boomer is holding with his wingman on the outer marker.
Holding, I want him in. We're flying blind.
Alpha Patrol, you're clear to land.
Thank you. Let's put him in, Jolly.
Jolly? Do you hear me? Jolly? Jolly, are you all right? Jolly?
Hey, Jolly, get your nose up. That cadet made a better approach than you're making.
What?
I said get your nose up and steady up. You all right?
I don't know. I'm buzzing in my ears. I feel a woozy.
Better get your breather gear checked when we land. You're probably leaking carbide. That is if you land. Now get that nose up. The Cylon outpost?
It's well hidden, but there, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
By your lead, sir.
Colonel, notify helm and plotting that will change course to this quadrant.
Without waiting for Captain Apollo's report on that sector?
We know we can't go back. We know it's in this sector. Let's hope that Captain Apollo's report is more optimistic.
Commander, Captain Apollo's probe approaching Galactica.
Oh, excellent. Have him report to the bridge on the double.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good, yeah.
Boomer, you okay?
Hey, Boomer.
What's wrong?
Boomer!
Come on, Boomer. Pearl's watching us on the monitor. Now, will you quit clowning around?
With Captain Apollo returning late from patrol, I was calling to extend the curfew. But if you men are going to get falling down drunk...
I am not drunk, sir. I just got a little dizzy.
Any more dizziness, and I'll send everyone back to quarters. Understood?
Understood.
Hey, look, it's not my fault.
Hey, Boomer. Hey, sit down. Just sit down here. Relax, man. Relax. We all know those deep patrols are too long.
Hey. I don't know. I don't understand it. I was feeling fine, and then... Phew.
What were the symptoms when he reported to the life station?
Dizziness, rapid pulse, escalating internal temperature. He's risen 2 points since I called you, Doctor. He was on deep probe and skipped decontamination.
Hey, what?
There's a party going on for Apollo. A send-off. He didn't want to miss it.
It's just splendid. These warriors realize what one errant virus or bacteria for which we have no immunity could do to our people. Get this man in a support chamber. Quickly.
Quickly!
Thanks a lot, Starbuck.
What's a buddy for if not to make a guy comfortable during his last few hours?
Listen, right after decontamination, there's a little something I want to show you.
Every man, woman, and child in the fleet could die.
I don't know what got into them. It must have been the excitement of the party.
Excitement of the party? Come on, Colonel. Security?
I want everyone who's been in contact with Flight Sergeant Jolly and Lieutenant Boomer under strict quarantine.
This better be good. I'm delaying an awful sweet reunion.
Apollo, I promise you a night you will long remember.
Don't touch that door! The three of you, back in that room! Guard, send for my staff. Tell them to get isolation chambers down here as fast as they can.
What is it? What happened?
Maybe the end of us all.
Doctor, the new patient just went critical.
Laura's cryotube temp to -72. An increase in Sisseldon through venous feed, 6 units per centon.
The incredibly stupid blunders.
Well, the important thing now is to recover. We've altered course to avoid the Cylon outpost, which means we were going along the route explored by you and Starbuck.
Negative. We can't go that way.
Can't?
There's something potentially more dangerous than a Cylon outpost. A magnetic sea as endless as anything I've ever encountered.
What do you mean, magnetic sea?
A void so far across we couldn't scan the other side. You should have seen what it did to my sensors. If Starbuck hadn't flown in after me by the seat of his pants, I couldn't have made it back.
Well, we can't go that way. What if we were to skirt around the void, follow its perimeter? Commander?
Commander?
I'll be in my quarters. Maintain this course until further orders.
But we're heading straight for the void, sir. If I may suggest...
You have your orders, Colonel.
Slap, slap! Come on, Buffett. Up, Muffet. Up, Muffet. Apollo!
Hey, Boxy, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, your mom here? Sorry, Muffet. Hey, your mom here?
Isn't there pudding?
What's this, secrets? I bet I know. She's trying on her new gown for the wedding ceremony. I'm not supposed to see it, right?
Sort of.
Apollo! I'll be right out.
Don't worry. I don't think it's bad luck to see the bride before her wedding day.
Flight Cadet Serena, reporting for duty, Captain.
What is this, a joke?
No. I just wanted to surprise you. I've been in training ever since Adama opened up the program to replace the pilots that we lost.
Training? You've been in training to...
A shuttle cadet who has just finished her first solo.
Would you excuse us for a senton boxing?
Okay. Come on, Muffet. They're going to argue.
We are not going to argue.
Yes, they are.
Yes, we are. You didn't even tell me. No one told me. Does my father know?
No, he doesn't get a report on every cadet in the fleet.
It's too dangerous. I won't let you do it.
Well, you don't have any choice.
Serena, we're about to be married.
What does that have to do with it? Your own sister's a pilot and a warrior.
She's my sister, not my wife-to-be.
Oh, if that's what it's all about, we can take care of that.
Serena! Serena, don't you understand? I love you. I don't want anything to happen to you ever.
Don't you think I love you too? You go flying off on missions in your Viper into combat. All I'm becoming is a shuttle pilot.
Do you know how many shuttle pilots we lost on Carillon?
Do you know how many civilians? Apollo, there is no safe place or function anywhere in the fleet. Everybody's being trained in every capacity. It's the only way if we're going to survive.
Are you any good?
Top of the class.
Well, you better be. You gotta be married to a squadron commander.
Yes, sir.
Get this man on the line right away. He's critical. Excuse me, Cassavia.
Doctor, this disease has swept through every fighter pilot and half the bridge officers. Everyone who'd been in contact with anyone at that party.
I can't isolate it.
Cryogen tubes.
I have no choice. Jolly and Boomer would both be dead if I hadn't put them in cryogenic suspension. And that's only a delay of the inevitable unless I can isolate the source of that infection. And soon.
And Doctor, you understand the significance of these men. They are not just individuals. They are only means of defense.
I understand all that, Commander. And that's your problem. Mind escaping them alive.
After the home planet Kobol was known to be doomed, the people set forth across a great void which seemed endless until a bright, shining star appeared and guided them to safety.
Enter.
Sent for me, Father?
Yes, Apollo. I've had Colonel Tye prepare a roster of everyone in the fleet who's had any flight experience. And basically, it comes down to a few old-time warriors with various disabilities and the group at the bottom of the list.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so. I want you to get them combat ready as quickly as possible.
You're not serious.
I'm deadly serious.
Father, The Viper is the most advanced flying machine ever designed by man. You don't just turn one over to a shuttle pilot.
Would you prefer to turn the Galactica over to the Cylons without even a fight? I don't know when we're going to get our fighter pilots back, if we ever get them back.
It's that serious.
It's that serious. Now, I don't mean to be brusque, but I have many things to do. And you have your orders, Captain.
Yes, sir. But yes, sir. I don't believe you read all the names on that roster, Commander. shuttle pilots have never had a pressure suit on before. But a Viper isn't a shuttle. Without this suit under your uniform, you can't survive the G-forces you'll pull under combat. Now, as soon as you're into your uniforms, I want you to move through that hatch to the simulators.
Captain.
Oh, yes, Cadet Serena?
I love you.
Yes, that's very good.
A Starbuck?
Gil.
Number 18 just went critical.
Same procedure. I'm not going to find the answer here.
Long-range scanners indicate the void is infinite.
Not infinite, Colonel. Just beyond our scanner's ability to probe the other side. Oh, Doctor. Is there any possibility? How soon can some of our pilots be returned to duty?
Commander, I told you it's not a matter of how soon they will return to duty. It's a matter of how soon they will die. I want permission to return to wherever the two warriors landed. I feel that if I can isolate the source of the infection...
Doctor... That asteroid is a parsec behind us and has a Cylon Sentinel post. We can't go back. Not with only two Vipers to provide cover. That would be suicide.
My health team and I are willing to take that chance.
I appreciate that, Doctor. But I'm afraid I must agree with Colonel Ty. I can't grant permission. Not without the proper escort.
Commander, going back there is the only hope those boys have.
The only hope?
The only hope, sir.
What is the status of Blue Squadron?
Still in simulator, sir.
Doctor, prepare your team and report back to me.
Very good, sir.
Well, let's hope and pray our shuttle pilots can fly those Vipers.
Stick on my tail, Athena. I'm on him.
Right behind you, Starbuck.
My laser pump's jammed. I have to take him.
I got him. I did it.
You sure did. You got the Cylon. And me.
What?
Look, after blasting him, you crossed my tail still firing. I'm dead.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. All right, girls. I'll explain it one more time. See?
Captain Apollo, report to the bridge. Captain Apollo, report to the bridge.
Run the next one through, Starbuck. And try not to get killed this time, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Commander?
Well, Captain, how are your shuttle pilots doing?
Fine. Considering the closest they've ever been to a Viper was probably at an armament day display.
Dr. Salik wants to send a medical team back to the asteroid where Jolly and Boomer contracted the disease. It's the only way to find the root cause of it. The only way to find a cure.
It's liable to be a one-way mission. There's a Cylon listening post there.
I suppose we'd have to send at least one squadron as escort.
At least. And since there's only two of us, there's... Father, there's no way those shuttle pilots can do it. They haven't even launched in a real Viper yet.
Oh, didn't you just say they were doing fine?
Considering their experience, but they're a long way from being able to fly a real mission. It's too risky.
Well, everything we do has an element of risk, Apollo.
They're shuttle pilots.
They're warriors. And all warriors, the senton they enlist, know they may have to sacrifice their lives.
But not throw them away.
What do you estimate the losses might be?
If I run into Cylons, I could lose the entire squadron.
Well, you could... leave the lesser qualified pilots behind?
I appreciate what you're saying, Father. but if I hold one of them back, I should hold them all back. In my opinion, not one of them is qualified for this mission.
Thank you, Captain.
It will be so locked.
Medical shuttle taking off from flight deck one. We'll rendezvous with Blue Squadron at coordinates Alpha 37.
Coordinates Alpha 37 confirmed.
Transferring launch control to Viper fighters. Launch when ready.
All right, girls, just like we did it in the simulators. Remember, these controls are as sensitive as a schoolgirl's lips.
Blue Squadron, let's show the fleet how a launch is done. Blue Squadron leader launching.
Squadron launched.
Easy, Deidre, easy. You're coming up too fast. Yeah, that's better. Watch your spacing, Serena.
Wingman, stick tight to your leaders.
We have overtaken the Galactica and are trailing just beyond her scanner range.
Excellent.
She has veered away from the outpost.
Quite logical.
On the contrary, quite illogical. Their course is taking them into the Epsilon Quadrant, towards a magnetic abyss.
A magnetic abyss?
A void. A navigational inferno. Possibly endless. Logically, they should engage our small outpost rather than enter such a dangerous area.
Unless they know we are following.
Anything is possible, but the odds are astronomically against it. Shall we launch our fighters against the Galactica now?
No. Have they sent out reconnaissance patrols?
Occasionally. We drop back beyond their scanner range.
Give top priority to capturing one of those patrol pilots. If I'm right, Adama will turn the Galactica over to me without firing a shot.
By your command. Isn't he wonderfully devious? We can learn much from him.
Starbuck asteroid on my scanner. Sector Delta 5.
Got it.
Hold the squadron out of scanning range in Omega 4. I'm going to try a low-level approach from the other side.
If I can catch them by surprise, I might be able to take out the Sentinel before they can scramble fighters. If I get lucky, we won't have to risk the squadron.
You'll have a better chance, Captain, if we all go down at once. We are capable of handling...
Lieutenant Deidre, you can demonstrate your capabilities by following orders.
Yes, sir.
Here I go.
Good luck, Captain. Starbuck? Bree! I'm picking up a blip on the scanner. Rear quadrant Tau.
That would be the shuttle, Bree. It's ours.
I don't think it's the shuttle, sir. It's closing in on us.
I told them to hold position. Oh, frack. Dieter, take command of the squadron. We've got a Cylon on our tail.
Form on me.
Let's go, girls.
Athena, what do you think you're doing?
I'm your wingman. Apollo said a wingman should stick to a leader at all times.
Okay. Just hold back a little. And for Sagan's sake, don't shoot me.
Keep it up, Starbuck. Keep it up.
Colonial Vipers, warm the base.
Save it for later. They've warned the outpost. Apollo's going to need help. Frack. I'm going for the launch bay.
Nice shooting, Captain.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Serena?
Right here, Apollo.
Where's Starbuck?
Starbuck turned back on a silent fighter. He left me in command. I thought you might need some close support.
Thought right, Lieutenant. Good job. Medical shuttle, the asteroid is secure. Make preparations to land.
Commander, Blue Squadron reports mission successful. No casualties.
Good. As soon as the squadron has landed, order all ships in the fleet to close on the Galactica and slow down to probe speed.
We're not going into the void.
Ty, the Cylon outpost, I'm sure, has alerted every nearby base. At least the darkness of the void may give us some cover.
If there are any of us left to find...
We're going in.
His reaction to the news will be interesting to observe. By your command.
Speak.
Vipers from the Galactica have attacked and destroyed our outpost.
Then the Galactica is on her way over the outpost now?
No.
No?
She is instead entering the void.
But why bother risking detection by destroying the outpost if they had no intention of moving in that direction? Unless Adama needs something from the asteroid? Food, fuel?
There are no such supplies there. There is one other curious matter to report.
What is it?
The Colonial Viper craft reportedly flew in a peculiarly erratic fashion.
Evidently, they flew well enough to destroy your base.
It was a small outpost, caught by surprise, since you determined the Galactica would not strike there.
Do not fence with me, my friend. Everything is still proceeding according to my plan, except you have not captured one of their pilots as I ordered.
To assure such a capture, we would have to risk being discovered. You ordered us out of the Galactica scanner range.
They send out patrols, do they not? Capture one.